My name is Yewon Han. I'm 17 years old. Today is September 6th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Mrs. Tuttle, who is Psychology Club Advisor. We are recording this interview in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Jen Tuttle.
Oh. When and where were you born?
I was born in Portland, Oregon on November 30th.
Where did you grow up?
Partially in Portland. I lived there until I was young, well, started school, and then I grew up in Henderson the rest of the time.
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
When I was young, a perfect day would be no school, and I would wake up early and have breakfast and go outside and play outside all day with my friends.
What were your parents like?
My parents are old school, and they are my dad is really quiet, and my mom is very outgoing.
Oh. How was your relationship with your parents?
As a child, it was good. It was a good relationship pretty much through my childhood.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
What do you like about your job?
I like the hours. I get off really early. I like the flexibility to kind of change up my day if I want to. It's never boring or redundant, and I like having the summers off.
What can you tell me about how you got into your line of work?
I was in college and was a psychology major, and then did some shadowing of a therapist and realized it is not for me, but I liked the material so much that I decided to teach psychology.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
I think I always thought I would do something in the human sciences, so either therapy or teaching. I thought about maybe being a lawyer at one point, but working with people, humans.
What did you want to be when you grow up?
We did that one.
Oh. What did you want to be when you grow up?
Didn't we do that one?
Oh, it was like, what did you think you were going to be, and then what did you want to be?
The same. Oh. I thought I would be a teacher. I wanted to be like a teacher or a therapist or a lawyer.
Oh, what lessons has your work life taught you?
To be patient and understanding. It's taught me a lot about empathy and understanding.
If you could do anything now, what would you do and why?
I think I'd still be a teacher because I have fulfillment in my job every day and I still have lots of time to be with my family.
What are your favorite stories from your life?
Favorite stories from my life? they mostly revolve around my kids. Things my kids have done when I had my kids, just things that they, funny things that they do and say. Most of the best things that happen to me revolve around my kids.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would that be?
When I had my son, when I had my first baby.
Oh.
Just the experience of having him and holding him and being in the hospital with him when he was hours old.
What regrets do you have?
I don't really have any regrets.
What do you think about dying?
Dying?
Yeah.
Yikes. I think I don't want to die. I'm nervous to die when my kids still need me. Like, after my kids are grown and, like, have moved on and they're stable and in a life of their own and they don't need me, then I feel fine about dying. But I feel scared to die when my kids would need me.
What are your last wishes?
If I'm dying, I would say to my kids to always stay close, to be close to each other, like, maintain their relationships, because family is really important.
What are your bucket list?
Bucket list items. Things I want to do before I die. I want to... I want to have lots of grandkids. And I want to... I don't know. I want to have lots of grandkids. That's pretty much it. I don't really care about traveling. I don't have things that, like, I feel like I need to do besides grandkids.
This is last question.
Okay.
How do you want to be remembered?
As someone who tried to make the world a better place.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. If you have
a...